Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Philippines aligns itself with the statement delivered today by the on behalf of the non-aligned movement. In our national capacity, we wish to congratulate the chair of this year's MX4, Ambassador Elena Kumsmanowska-Biondik, for her successful stewardship of that meeting, and to also offer her thoughts regarding assistance, response, and preparedness. The Philippines believes that strengthening international response capabilities for infectious disease outbreaks, whether natural or deliberate in origin, begins with the building of strong national capacities. These should then be coupled with the institutionalization of mechanisms that will allow these individual capacities to be applied swiftly, effectively, and in a coordinated manner during a crisis. It is in this context that we have been working on strengthening our own domestic capabilities, beginning with the formulation and adoption by our Anti-Terrorism Council of our CBRN National Action Plan in October 2019. This plan promotes a unified approach to building the country's capacity to counter the risk associated with CBRN materials, whether of natural, accidental, or intentional or criminal origin. Our national CBRN action plans also allows government agencies to identify existing gaps and establish priority actions as a basis for more effective and efficient engagement with bilateral, regional, and international partners in capacity building activities. The pandemic has tested the agility of our institutions in responding to biological threats. In our experience, the exploration of the non-traditional functions of our key CBRN agencies proved useful in responding to the public health emergency. We have also been working with like-minded partners in our region on strengthening international response capabilities for infectious disease outbreaks, whether natural or deliberate in origin. We welcome the efforts by India and France to advance our consideration of the development of an Article 7 database. We participated in thorough and intensive consultations in this regard, and we note that there appears to be broad support for operationalizing this practical proposal at the soonest possible time. We are encouraged that multiple platforms exist at the regional and international level for continuous engagement, exchange, and capacity building between and among states' parties, regional and multilateral organizations, civil society, and the private sector. In our region, preparedness and coordinated response to CBRN-related threats are enshrined in high-level guiding documents and plans of action of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and are implemented through a wide range of activities regularly undertaken by ASEAN member states. The ASEAN Summit has approved the Philippines' proposal to organize a tabletop exercise within the ambit of the ASEAN Regional Forum, or ARF's, Intersessional Workstream on Nonproliferation and Disarmament. This tabletop exercise will focus on biological proliferation scenario with a possible two-stage process. The first stage will test national capacities, and the second stage will stimulate international response. This tabletop exercise will build on past activities of the ARF on awareness raising on CBRN threats and is very much aligned with the ASEAN's goal of keeping Southeast Asia a region free of weapons of mass destruction. The Philippines will be proud to co-chair and co-organize this with our partners, the Republic of Korea and the United States. We're also grateful to the European Union for its support for the CBRN Center of Excellence for Southeast Asia, the secretariat for which we're proud to host in Manila. The fact that many of these initiatives have been made possible through partnerships with other states' parties, regional and international organizations, once again emphasizes the clear link between Article 7 and strengthened measures for international cooperation and assistance, especially in building the surveillance, detection, and response capabilities of developing states. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Philippines. Nigeria, you have